Okay, so this is another microcast. This is Fragmentum episode 10. So I'm going to be talking a bit about my PhD day. I'm recording this the day after. Hopefully it makes a bit more sense. So I'll just give a rundown really of the day, I suppose. So the first thing to say is I had a PhD meeting in the morning with my supervisors, and I'll put links into the show notes. So that was with both of my supervisors, Seth Giddings and Hugh Davis, and we just generally talked about where I was at and set up some deadlines actually for the upgrade meeting. So that's great. So that was really good. So that's looking like it's going to all progress in the new year. So that was cool. They seemed pretty happy with the way I was doing things, and they quite liked the reflective nature of the microcasts and getting the bits and pieces up and running. So that's great. What was the other thing? Oh yeah, they liked, again, I mean, they liked the open approach. I'll talk about that in a bit. And I talked about the fact that I'd sort of ended up through posting an image on Instagram and getting a couple of messages back, ending up with a book by Victor Papanek, Design for Human Scale. And then looking through that, I found, obviously, there's links and references to the Whole Earth catalogue. So going back through to this manifesto thing. So they really like the idea of this application of like loads of historic design principles being applied particularly to the digital domain. So that was good. So that was cool. A bunch of other things had to be worked out. Got some really great names, people to speak to. So that was good. Generally, what's also been happening, which is quite good, is there's been a couple of exercises in the last week looking at the university's ICT. So their information technology computing stuff. And we've had a couple of what would be considered sort of user experience sort of conversations with staff and students I've been party to. And that's been really, again, really interesting just to see how staff and students are using digital tools across the university. So that's quite exciting in general and relates indirectly to my PhD, which is excellent. So that was cool. And then in the afternoon, I didn't really get much done. I kind of was thinking about, I showed Hugh some of my demos of little things, but obviously, again, you know, he said, like, you know, the technology isn't the thing that I need to worry about. It's the principles and the overarching sort of specification is more important. So I kind of was like, oh, okay, I'm not sure what I need to build at this moment. So I'd spent a bit of the afternoon just thinking and not doing too much, a little bit of reading, and then I also knocked up a couple of sketch sort of interfaces and tried to drop them into an app called Principle to see if I could figure out some of the animation tools just so I could have a look at some of the movement. And I then spent a bit of time just kind of looking up some of the influences I'm really inspired by, mainly sort of the Ulm School of Design and obviously Dieter Rams and some of the Braun design choices. So I played around with just some ideas around what I think I would like something to look like, which was good. Although actually I found that one of the libraries seemed to have less stuff on the Ulm School of Design, so that was a bit disappointing. So I'm gonna have to do a bit more digging around for that. So again, if you want to see any of those things, you can look at them on social media. Just use the hashtag ProctorPhD, and that will get you the pictures on Twitter, Instagram, or even Facebook. It's all coming from my microblog, obviously, which is discursive.adamproctor.co.uk. So I thought what might be worth mentioning is the topic chapters for the upgrade document that is not yet public. So this is what we'll make public in the new year once I've got sort of it signed off. So it is in the format of a online document, and I just wanted to kind of outline some of those. So again, if anyone is interested or feels these areas sound intriguing, the blog actually links through as each section is being connected to my discourse server, so discourse.adamproctor.co.uk, where you can actually comment on each of the sections. I think a few of them are live, so feel free to jump in there if you feel there's anything of general interest. So the topics are, so I've got an introduction which just outlines what the PhD is going to be doing, followed by a section on the problem with Blackboard, so looking at your current and in quotes Blackboard, looking at current user systems that are designed for housing, teaching and learning materials, and what are the issues with those. I then go on to a chapter called Studio-Based Learning, which looks at design learning and how we run it in a studio and what that means. So talking about experiential learning, those kind of things. I then look at networked learning and what that might mean. So what is networked learning? How does that work in the studio environment? And then how might it work in a digital tool environment? And I then connect that to some ideas that I think might open this up through a digital tool. So I look talk about peer-to-peer and decentralization, so the ability to provide that network learning without a central tool and through peer-to-peer sharing. So sharing being a key thing, then the licensing of those sharing objects, so looking at not only be the technology being open source, but also the objects being Creative Commons licensed. So that ability to share openly, really important. So looking at sort of the principles around what it might mean. Then I'm going to look at a whole section on what delightful design could be. I'm mainly talking about how it's an empowering process rather than adding sort of a level of, you know, comedy or delightfulness in the sense you might instantly think of it. And then I'm going to turn all that to look at spatial and visual interfaces. Now I've got a chapter on sort of my methodology and talking about doing things like these podcasts. So the idea there is to think about the tools that we currently have, the issues with those, how learning actually happens within an art and design institute in general terms, how we might unlock the power of that network learning through digital tools using decentralization and peer-to-peer technology that's coupled with an open, you know, and ethical approach. How you make those interactions really delightful to empower the user. And then I'm really considering the means of spatial hypertext. So looking at the ability to represent learning objects or knowledge objects in a spatial environment so the relationship between them becomes obvious in the interface itself. But with the key manifesto dictating a bunch of things around how to make sure that all of the objects are as open as possible, so they're just, you know, again starting as hypertext and then being translated into spatial hypertext, thinking about how you ensure there's, you know, ownership in the right way and that there's the ability to share and to keep and decentralize your stuff. So a bunch of stuff going in there. So that's going to be my main focus for the next few weeks, I think, along with probably fiddling around with Sketch and just trying some design ideas. Yeah, I think that's all I kind of wanted to say in regards to like sort of wrapping up the PhD. Feel free to follow me on you know, discursive.adamproctor.co.uk, or if you're still on Twitter, you can obviously see those tweets coming through from my Twitter account, which is just Adam Proctor. And if you'd like to join in the discussion, then you can go to the discourse page, discourse.adamproctor.co.uk. So great, thanks again for listening.